The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So excited about today's show to kick off the week, even though it's Thursday, that tarot card readers around the world are gearing up for all year, and that is Halloween week. Thank you, Benny, for carving this pumpkin coach, and thank you one and all for tuning in. In just a bit, I'll be bringing on my guest, Joanne Chen, to talk about a topic that so many of us deal with on a daily basis, and that is perfectionism. What is it? How do we not get swallowed up by it? Got lots of questions for her. Plus, in the second half of the show, we'll be doing readings together. Today, I'll be doing a one-card tarot card reading for callers and then turning it over to my guest for her intuitive perspective. If you are interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. The phone lines are now open. However, we will be getting to calls in the second half of the show. If you've been struggling with a decision and not just sure what to do, would like additional guidance, clarity, and insight, perhaps feeling disconnected from your purpose or finding love elusive, wondering what you can do within your power to change the situation, or perhaps in honor of our guest today, struggling with perfectionism. We can look at all of this through the lens of the readings. You are getting two readings for the price of none. How awesome. So if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about who I am, my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. I do this by focusing on what energy you're putting forth unconsciously, as sometimes even with all the best of intention, we can step on or block our own energy, which makes it feel like you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far. In addition to personal readings, I also do readings at events nationwide, such as Halloween parties, birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it. Last year, I was named one of the country's top psychics in the book, Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States, which was such an awesome honor. If you're interested in scheduling a session or inquiring about an event you're hosting, you can find me at Elite Tarot, which is at ELITETAROT.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. I always like to come up with a tarot card that talks to the theme of the show, and the card I came up with today is the Ten of Wands. Now, in this card, you see a person lugging 10 heavy wands perfectly in line with each other. Now, just because he can move these 10 wands forward does not necessarily mean he should. In fact, two distinct things are taking place in the background of this card from an energy perspective. First, the burden of carrying more than you have to creates a weight that can be seen in the man's hunched shoulders. Moving everything forward so perfectly has become a burden, which can be alleviated by releasing even just one of the 10 wands, and yet he doesn't. In addition, in the act of having his arms envelop the 10 wands to lug them forward, his hands end up covering his eyes. This makes it that much more difficult to see where he's going. By releasing just one thing that no longer serves you, one thing from your to-do list, whether it be literal or proverbial, you're able to reduce the emotional burden weight, and the eyes no longer covered can more easily see the gifts of the universe that lie ahead. Now, it may not necessarily be easy, but that's why we have people such as my guest today who can help us on the journey. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Joanne Chen is a transformational life coach and intuitive who works with those who are ready to free themselves from convention and perfection to share their divine gifts with the world with purpose and impact. Working with her helps people live with clarity and access their creativity, intuitive wisdom, and confidence. She helps people see and accept the truth of who they are so that they can step out courageously into the world as their own powerful selves. Her website is joannetchen.com, which is Joanne, JoanneTchen.com. Well, let's just bring her on. Welcome, Joanne, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Eve, and everybody else who is tuning in. I so appreciate you, Eve, for having me to join you in this conversation. You are such a delight. You're such, you radiate such beautiful light, loving energy, and you exude wisdom every week. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You just made my day. Well, I am so excited about having you on to talk about something that we all deal with. I always say I am a type A control freak. 99% of my clients are type A control freaks. And so I love this topic about talking about perfectionism. And before we kind of get into it, could you just share a little bit with our listeners about your journey in letting go of perfection and how it led you to start your business?
Absolutely, Eve. So my story started when I was in Taiwan. So I grew up in a Taiwanese family, and our version of perfection or having a perfect life is basically get good grades in school, go to great colleges, get a PhD or an MD, or at least marry someone who has one of these two degrees, have kids, have two kids, and a house, and live happily ever after, right? Mm-hmm. So you actually identify with what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we immigrated to the United States when I was 9 years old. So we were in the Midwest, and I found myself experiencing a lot of bullying and teasing at school. And so for the longest time, my obsession was to learn to speak English perfectly, to be a perfect student, so that I can fit in and be seen as a human being. So there are all these multiple layers of pressures and expectations I put on myself, which resulted, as you would expect, in a lot of stress, a lot of feelings of overwhelm and overworking. And as my journey continued, I actually had a spiritual awakening during college, which started my journey of questioning whether being perfect or being perfectionistic is the way to go. And I have to say that I started to follow my intuition, my inclination, my interest, and started to do some really quote-unquote weird things, according to my family, which was doing theater, getting into other creative activities like improv, doing public speaking, and going to spiritual retreats. But what I found was that by listening to my intuition, honoring my body wisdom, my emotions, that I was able to start integrating my complete self into my life, into my career path. And now I'm a coach, and I'm here to help people realize that they do have these gifts that are so unique to them, and they have these soul purposes that they can share with the world, because I think we're all enough as individuals. We're all unique. We're all creative. So when I work with people, I first primarily connect with them at a deep level with their intuitive, wise, creative self, so they can live their life from that place of clarity, focus, and satisfaction. So that's why I started my business as a coach.
And I'm sorry?
And speaker.
I love it. You know, and thank you so much for sharing that journey. And what kind of struck me when you were talking is that while some of the perfectionists, and I kind of put them in quotes because it varies from person to person, but while some of those perfectionist qualities feel as if you adopted them from circumstance, from family, from culture, all of those, you then kind of took the ball and rolled with it and ran with it, mm-hmm. and you sort of then adopted it as your own. And so it makes me wonder how much of perfection is something that we just by osmosis develop in ourselves, or is this a habit just like Frappuccinos and everything else that we can then learn how to undo?
Well, I believe that some people are more prone towards being perfectionistic. There are people who are more detail-oriented, organized, more achievement-oriented. So there's that personality factor coming into play. But I also believe that a lot of this perfectionism and perfectionistic the desire for perfection, they do come from trying to meet family and cultural expectations. And because every time we try to follow these expectations, we are rewarded with job offers, with promotions, with approval, that our behavior are continuously reinforced over and over again. So I believe a lot of it is a learned habit and that we can change.
Well, I love that. It may, as I said earlier, it might not be easy, but people don't have to do this by themselves, and that there are people's support that can help guide their path so that they can embrace the joy that comes from letting that go, which I definitely want to get into in depth when we come back. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with my guest, intuitive and transformational life coach, Joanne Chen. Plus, we'll be doing joint readings later on in the show. Hang on, Deborah. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me with a...
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature, or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, intuitive and transformational life coach Joanne Chen, talking about perfection. I will also be doing a one-card tarot card reading shortly, with Joanne offering her intuitive perspective on the situation. Two readings for the price of none. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So Joanne, I've got so many more questions for you, but before we get to that, could you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about you?
Sure. My website is located at joannetchen.com, and it's spelled J-O-A-N-N-E, T as in Tom, C-H-E-N.com. And when you get to the website, you will find a resources page. I have a couple of free tools available for you all. And also you'll see a place where you can subscribe to my video channel and actually have a video recording of a coaching call I did recently involving someone who is completely overwhelmed with different projects and who wants to find more clarity in her life. So that's available. And also I have a Facebook page that you'll be able to connect with me on, and everything you can find on my website, which will direct you to the right places.
Perfect. Well, before the break, we were talking about perfection and all of that it entails. But, you know, I think that people, because we exist and we are able to exist fine being perfectionists, it kind of belies some of the toll that it takes on us, both physically and emotionally, even if we don't necessarily see it. Can you talk a little bit about what perfection does to us?
You know, when you said the word fine, I have an image of someone who is kind of have a half smile and just kind of grinning and bearing through all the stress of being perfectionistic. And I feel like the tarot card reading you gave for today's conversation was just spot on.
Because thank you.
Because when you are in that perfectionistic state, no matter what you're trying to hide, how you're feeling, it starts to feel like a burden that you can't shake off. And you start to feel resentful. You start to feel underappreciated because you're always taking on all these projects, right? Because you're such a hardworking, giving person that people come to you with these requests and you don't want to turn them down and you feel like you want to do the right thing and you want to do things right. So you feel like there's never enough that you can do, and your body will start to show symptoms as a way to tell you in terms of warning signals that, hey, you better stop and pay attention. Because as givers, and this is something I tell people a lot, is that taking care of yourself is part of your work. It's so important in order for you to keep doing the great work that you are here to do. So when go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, but I was, what came to mind when you were saying that though, is the flip side of it is this feeling that if I give more to myself and let go perhaps of one of those two, those wants, then I failed. Then I'm letting myself down, which also is a bit of a stressful situation as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't have to be. I just feel like it's all part of the existence. Our existence is to take care of ourselves so that we can perform at our very best. So we can have that clarity, that focus, that energy that we need when we go out into the world and help others. And if you don't take care of yourself on a regular basis, that's okay, because you can start today.
Yeah. No, it's all a journey. I always tell my clients, we're all on this journey together. And as you said so great, it's just, you can start today, but it's easier said than done. So Joanne, give us a few tips. How do we start today letting go of being a perfectionist?
Okay. So one thing is to stop for a moment and pat yourself on the back. I know as very hardworking givers that we don't take time to really celebrate and acknowledge ourselves and all the wonderful things, all the achievements, all the experiences, and even lessons that we've had from our journey, right? So I would really recommend that you take time out. If you need to, take a couple hours off or take a day off, go to the beach, park or somewhere quiet so that you can really relax and remember what experience you've had during your life journey so far, and realizing that it's been incredible and you've done so much and you are enough. So that's one.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. And the other thing I would like to mention is to do a bird's eye view of your life. So I actually have a tool in my resources section on my website. It's called the Wheel of Life. And once you download it, I actually have an audio recording that walks you through on the steps to finishing this tool so that you'll get an overall view of where you are in different areas of your life and start figuring out, okay, so if I'm not happy with my career, I'm not happy with the fact I'm always tired, what are some things I can do going forward, and what can I say no to in my life to make room for what I want to happen? So it's all the process, and there's this tool that I'm actually giving away that people can just download and use.
That's fantastic, and it's so important that we make sure that we're giving to ourselves, that we're honoring ourselves and saying, way to go, great job, just because we are all doing what we're doing. And we're every day we wake up, we breathe, we go take a step forward, we're moving forward. At the same time, what I often hear a lot of, I don't have time. Mm. there's no time for me to, I have to do it perfectly. If I don't do it perfectly, it's not going to get done. If I don't do it perfectly, it's just going to go badly. There's just no time to do it. We have this great inner dialogue that is constantly going on that seems to be wanting to stall that, all those wonderful tools that you put in place. It must be challenging, but I assume we can do it in terms of moving past beyond that inner voice and that inner dialogue.
Yeah, and one thing I noticed is when you mention all these things, I have to do this and nothing gets done, and there's a lot of that taking on responsibility, taking on all this burden on your own shoulders. So what I've often asked people to do is imagine that if they have all the resources that they need to complete projects, who in your life could help you move forward? Where can you kind of distribute your energy? Where can you move your energy in terms of resources, but so that you can get the help and support that you need in your life, so that you don't have to do it all by yourself. And that's where the time crunch is like you're trying to do everything by yourself, every little detail, and you want to do it 110%. So what if you have some people who are supporting you in your life or who can be supporters that you can communicate with and get some help with your project?
That is so important. I love that you said that. I'm always talking about getting those cheerleaders in place because life's too short to have toxic people in your life. And at a time when you're letting go of old habits and just a pattern that can be challenging for us and causing stress and causing umpteen thousand different things, having that supportive group and that supportive team and the people just cheering you on is so important. But the perfectionist tends not to want to reach out to them, correct?
True. And one thing that just came into my mind as we're talking is that there's a difference between expectations an agreement. So there's something that you have a picture. We all have a picture of how things should be completed or how things should look. But I recommend to people is that before you go in and complete the project or whatever you're doing to the best of your ability, check in with the person and get an agreement on what would a completed project look like so that you have a clear idea of what is enough. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. So that's, again, that's having that communication channel open to the person who gave you the project. The other thing in terms of having that overactive, that ego mind telling you like, oh, is really just remember to, first of all, breathe and remember that this is just one point in your journey. Right. And things will evolve. And if you take time to sit there with yourself and remember all the accomplishments that you have done and also the gifts that you have, you're going to feel more empowered. And as you going forward, making decisions, then you'll be doing or making decisions out of that place of clarity and faith.
Oh, so beautifully said. Thank you. Well, I'm going to take a little breath to take some breathing, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're getting right to your calls with readings. Talking with my guest, Joanne Chen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me, schedule a reading, or inquire about readings for an upcoming event that you're hosting at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotCom or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. If you are just tuning in, I am here talking with my guest, intuitive and transformational life coach, Joanne Chen, talking all about perfectionism, but we are now getting to readings. Just so listeners know, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. I'll be doing a one-card tarot card reading today and then handing it off to Joanne for her intuitive perspective. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, which is on your side, wants you to be happy, there is nothing scary that can possibly come up in a reading, even though it's Halloween week. Before we get to readings, I always like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So let's get to our first call. Deborah. Deborah, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi. Hi, you guys.
Hi, thanks so much for calling. Is there anything that you have a question that you'd like a reading on or just a general reading?
Oh, sure. I have a question, but I want to thank both of you for your service. And my question is I'm a dog walker. I take dogs to the dog park usually, and I've been doing it for about 5 years. And through the course of my career, I have this particular one. I have lost track of like a total of 5 dogs, you know, just within the 5-year period. Always found them.
Uh-huh.
Always found them. And, you know, they were all okay. But it happened again last week, actually this week. I do have ADD, so I do get distracted sometimes. And I think that's what happened is I was unloading them from my car to the dog park, and one of the dogs did not get in the dog park, and I didn't notice it until about 5 minutes after we were there. She did get found, but I felt very, very, very bad about that experience. And I have made some changes since then. I'm going to put it, my number with my on all the dogs, and also I will keep them all on leashes from now on, from my car to the dog park. But so that's a perfectionistic thing, you know. So
yeah.
When something happens, I always tend to think, well, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this. I don't want to lose somebody's dog, you know, and, you know, having to tell the owners, you know, I can't find your dog. And anyway, so that's my main question.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for your comments about the show. I really appreciate it. It sounds, though, as if there's a lot of negative kind of self-talk, that you kind of beat yourself up over things that happen. And yet at the same time, what I'm hearing is that from every experience that didn't go the way that you wanted, you took that experience as a way of saying, okay, well, how can I improve? How can I do this better? Because unfortunately, there is no guarantee about anything in life. And yet all we can do is minimize as many risks as possible, but not to the extent where we're then becoming so overly cautious that we don't live. And unfortunately, I'm sure if you have a fantastic experience one day dog walking, it doesn't ring true in terms of, okay, what can I learn from that? And so you would not be evolving if it was just fantastic every time. Much is a pity. And the card that came up with is anything but a negative condemnation or saying you're in the wrong area, but it's the Two of Wands. And wands talk a lot about feeling inspired, which this does. You know, this is a profession that does inspire you. And it also wants to talk about creativity, which and the fact that you're able to adapt to a situation, even when they're challenging, it gives you that chance of putting your own stamp on this. In this card, you see a person with literally the world, the globe in his right hand, meaning that right now everything is possible for you going forward. There is absolutely nothing off the table. But from an energy perspective or from more of a cosmic perspective, this card does have an interesting kind of frustration to it, because it's almost as if that question of faith in terms of you being in the right area is not so much that you're in the wrong area, but rather there's some additional information that has not yet gotten to you, that's not in your brain right now. So you can just take it off the table and not try to just shake it out of your brain to figure it out where it is that you should be if it's not where you are now. Believe me, you won't miss it. But to really enjoy and embrace this time, allowing your dreams not to get halted and allow them to grow big and strong, making those corrections, making those advancements as needed, but not shortchange yourself, but also not necessarily to leap forward into something new. Wait for that additional guidance to come to the surface, which is just not there yet. Does that resonate?
Sure it does, yes. And I've been interested in being able to learn telepathic animal communication. And
awesome.
I just downloaded a book on my phone about animal communication. I've used animal communicators in the past, and I took a class a few years ago, but I just wasn't. My main thing is not, I think I don't have the time to practice.
I love that question.
I probably do.
Well, I love that question, because what a perfect way to segue over to Joanne here.
All right.
Joanne, do you have any comment to add to Deborah?
Sure. And I even have a question. So the first word that came into my mind, Deborah, was the word connection, and something to do with this deep connection, deep bond with these dogs. And so the question that came up for me is, what drove you to start this business?
Oh, well, because I love animals. I love dogs. and I love watching dogs have fun. I was looking all my life for something that I enjoyed doing, like all my life. And then I got a job as a dog walker a while ago, and I absolutely loved it. So that's basically.
Yep.
Yeah. And as you're talking, I could sense that you have fun. I could feel your smile, and I could sense that you have fun, and it's such a source of enjoyment for you, right? And you have a gift for doing this. You have a gift for doing this. And so when you talked about feeling bad about what happened, don't forget that that's your gift, is to really taking care of these dogs, and you have the ability to make sure that they come back to you. So in terms of kind of losing them and trying to be perfect, I feel like it's just a way for your emotions to kind of stop you from kind of moving forward, because you are really good at what you do. And maybe you could get some help or get reminders or do whatever to do to help you, but you are already very good at what you do, and they know that you care about them. So my last question is, what is your vision going forward for your business?
Okay, well, I have one vision that I've had. I don't know if it's going to be my vision or not, but one of my visions is to try to incorporate, because I'm a recovering substance abuse. I recovered from substance abuse. So I know there's a lot of, and so I would like to be able to help other people recovering from substance abuse, you know, who love animals, to be able to work with animals. And so I've had a vision of, you know, doing something like that.
And that's a beautiful vision.
Pairing up people in recovery with, being able to walk dogs.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And you're so, thank you for sharing. And you're so courageous in terms of this grand vision that you want to make happen. So my last question would be, what would be the next step for you?
Well, hold on to that next step. Deborah, stay with us. I love everything I'm hearing, but we got to take our last break. So you're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Learn about the heart and soul of justice. In Law and Disorder Radio, Megan Lyons will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. From victim to victor. Tune in every first and third Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about Megan Lyons, visit her website, enterthelightllc.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, Joanne Chen. Before we went to the break, we were talking with Deborah. Deborah, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So, Joanne, right before the break, you had a question. So I've been waiting all break to hear the question. So,
actually, I want to add to the question. So it's very similar to what I asked you, but the question is, for you, Deborah, what needs to happen or be in place so that you can carry out your vision while working with your, I would say, the perfectionist side? How can you work together with that side of you to make this vision happen?
Well, I was thinking that still thinking about the answer to the way you worded the question in the first place. I don't know if this is the correct answer.
There's no wrong answer.
I guess if I were to do the vision, which I really was thinking, well, I might not be able to actually put that into reality for a while in the future, since I seem to be really busy right now and don't see where I have the time to have extra time is one more extra time. And then I would start with maybe talking to the Small Business Administration, just start there, and then maybe get another person, like a partner involved or, you know, whatever, that wanted to also do something like that. But, but I also, the animal communication is really something I really want to do too.
Go ahead. Sorry,
one last thing. So would you be willing to make some time for yourself and journal about your vision?
Sure.
And the plan. Okay. Right on. Thank you.
And then will you call us back and let us know how it goes, Deborah?
Sure. Thank you. I will.
Excellent. I hope this has been helpful for you.
Very helpful. I really appreciate this. You spent a lot of time, and that was
Worth it. So thank you so much for calling. You are a rock star. We're not worried about you. It's going to be great. And I can't wait to hear how this goes. So thanks so much for calling. So Joanne, that was really interesting, just to kind of be a bystander watching the exchange between you and Deborah. Is that sort of an idea of how people, when they're finding themselves blocked or feeling like they're blocked due to perfectionist attitudes or just the habit that has been ingrained in us, is that how we would look in terms of working with you?
Actually, yes, very much so. So as a coach, I focus on asking questions and then figure out what explorations we want to do in a coaching session, as opposed to focusing on giving advice. Because my focus is on helping people connect with their truth, their intuition, their resourcefulness, their purpose. And if we have more time, then what I would have done is to focus on that perfectionistic part of her and actually have start carrying out a dialogue with that part of her, because I feel like the perfectionistic part is there to, it's there because it's been working for us. It's trying to keep us safe. It doesn't want us to do anything wrong. So if we had more time, then I would go into that a little bit more with her and then get her thoughts on the process, that anything that comes up during the deep inner work exploration part of the coaching. But yeah, I ask a lot of questions. I focus on people's vision and help them come up with creative solutions to whatever obstacles that come up when they're stuck. So it's very creative, and I use metaphors and use images, and I get people to experience their intuition, their body wisdom, their emotional intelligence.
Well, it was really interesting and so worthwhile for people to explore that in a safe and controlled way too, so that they become not just what you're envisioning them to be, but rather so that they're using their strength to be their very best that's unique to them. And I truly love that. If you're interested in learning more about Joanne or getting information about working with her, she can be contacted through her website, joannetchen.com, which is JoAnneTS. And Thomas Chen, CHEN.com. And I assume anyone around the world can partake of your services?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you find that it's mostly women, men? Is there a particular age range, or is it everyone that deals with this?
I feel like this year in particular, I've been attracting more women. But I do work with men, and what often happens is I feel like two groups of people in particular come to me, people who are in some sort of transition, could be in career, or they're trying to find their life purpose, they come to me. And the other group are people who are just completely overwhelmed with so many things going on, and they want clarity and focus. So those are the two main groups of people that have come to me this year, but in terms of the coaching, it helps with multiple issues. It could help you get clarity on your relationships. But what seems to be happening this year, I've had more people coming to me regarding their career or life purpose.
Excellent. And so this can be done over phone, over Skype. How is it held? How are those coaching sessions?
I usually conduct calls over the phone or Skype.
Okay.
And I also tend to recommend that we use the phone, or I have actually an online teleconference system. They can get to from online for free, so they don't have to worry about any telephone charges. And I use my visual intuition when I coach, so that's why I recommend that we coach by voice. We communicate by voice only.
Excellent. Well, Joanne, thank you so much for being part of the show today and sharing your wisdom, sharing your presence in helping all of us address something that we all tend to share in common, which is a little bit of perfectionism. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Eve, so much for allowing me to share this precious space with you and for allowing me to talk about perfectionism, which has been dear to my heart, and sharing my message with the world. So I so appreciate what you do and this gift of our conversation today.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I can't believe the hour is up so quickly. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our Perfection Show on Main Street Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you, one and all, for tuning in. As always, this is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to doing next week's show, where I will be doing readings all hour. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love. Love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.